Phew. Glad that's over. I didn't know there would be so many. Oh, hey there, dollface. Did you miss me? Yeah, I missed you too. Sorry for making you wait. I wasn't expecting work to go on for so long. Take my coat, will you? Thanks. It's been pouring rain all day. I'm so sick of it. As much as I hate the heat, summer needs to hurry up and get here already. What's that? Babe, there's no blood on my coat. You've gotta be mistaken. Let me have a look. Shit. Look, this is obviously just red paint. Remember the old bar on 3rd and Main? Yeah, the one where we first met. Don't get me started on how wonderful that day was. I could go on for hours about it. Anyway, I stopped by on my way home and it's being renovated. Some of the walls had wet paint and I must have gotten too close. Nothing to worry about. I'll just drop it off at the cleaners first thing in the morning. Let's talk about something else. Tell me about your day. That's good. What about your plants? Did you figure out why they weren't growing? Yeah, that makes sense. I was worried that something might be wrong with the soil. I'm sure they'll look great in a month or two. Has anything else been going on? What? Strange people followed you around town. Are you sure? What did they look like? How many were there? Did any of them follow you home? We only moved into this house a month ago. There's no way they could... Never mind. I didn't mean to barrage you with questions, but please try to answer them as best you can. Uh-huh. Interesting. I would have expected more. Okay, that's a relief. I'm still worried, though. Damn it. This was bound to happen eventually. Honey, turn off that music and sit with me on the couch. I know you enjoy your jazz, and I do too, but this is important. All right. I've never talked much about work, but you probably have a good idea of what I do. I mean, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? Strange hours, the money, the secrecy. The guns that I leave around the house, which are definitely not registered. And yes, the blood that you saw on my jacket. I'm sorry for lying to you. It feels awful to do. I've loved you since the day we met, and you deserve nothing short of the truth. You read the papers, don't you? Mafia violence is out of control these days. One mob war ends, and another starts right after. So much bad blood that won't go away, and I know it because I'm involved in it. I won't tell you which family I belong to, only that I've been with them for about 7 years now, maybe 8. We're all criminals, don't get me wrong, but at least my family respects the old ways. The boss, she's a woman of honor. When I was younger, my life was going nowhere. I stole things, got into fights, stupid shit like that. One day, I butted heads with a mobster. She could have killed me, but decided to take me under her wing instead. That led to pulling jobs as a family associate, having fun, making money. Eventually, I got made and things became even better. I'd done it, babe. After all that time and effort, I finally felt like somebody. Oh, right. I should explain things since you're not aware. Associates are like low-level members of the family, you know? Errand girls, hired muscle, that sort of thing. If you're good enough, you'll get made and become a full member. Then you start getting bigger jobs with bigger payouts and bigger risks. That's where I'm at. I don't want to move up anymore. There's too much responsibility involved. So, yeah. That's my life. I'm a murdering, thieving, drug-dealing psychopath who's engaged to a soft, caring, magnificent man. And And I've ruined your life by dragging you into mine. I should have left you alone. So you could fall in love with somebody else. Tell you what, we've been engaged for a while, but I can end it if you want. I'll leave enough money for you to move far away and have a chance at a normal life. You'll never have to hear from me again. And don't worry, getting over you will take a long time, but I won't hold any grudges. I promise. So what's it gonna be? I think you deserve a lot better. Why are you just staring at me? Say something, damn it. Seriously? You still love me anyway? Do you have any idea how stupid that is? Both of us could die. All right. Have it your way. We'll be stupid together, my love. Such tasty lips. And the more I kiss you, the harder it is to pull away. I have to close my eyes sometimes, otherwise I'll get lost in yours. Yes, I really mean it, babe. You're amazing. Beautiful. So damn beautiful. Now hold still while I straddle you. Your body feels incredible. Don't let your hands just sit there. Put them on my hips. That's it. Feel my ass as I grind up and down on you. Your cock feels like it's about to tear through those pants. Maybe I should grind on you a bit faster. Would you like that? Okay, hold on tight. Oh, you feel so good. God, I'm so wet. Wait. Are you about to come? No. Don't come yet. Please, I want you to do it inside me. Unfasten those pants real quick and I'll unbuckle mine. See how easily you slipped into me? All that grinding has left me soaked. I'll go slower this time, okay? I want both of us to savor this. I never thought I'd end up with someone like you. A delightful man who satisfies my every want, my every need. Anything you want, Dollface, I'll get it for you. Just name it. If it can be bought, stolen, or built, I'll find a way. What? You've got to be joking. You only want me. Nothing else. Damn it. You're a real angel, you know that? Oh God. Oh, I feel you leaking inside me. Oh, let it all out, baby. Yes, I want every single drop of your cum. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, come on. Oh, yes, give it to me. No. Holy shit. I think we came at the same time. My legs are shaking. What a marvelous end to this night of ours. I love you. No, I love you more. No matter what happens, I'll always cherish the time we spend together. Anyone who says otherwise, well, I've got a few hundred bullets with their name written all over them. Ready for a shower, Dollface? We're both kind of sweaty. Come on. The sooner we freshen up, the sooner we can eat dinner.